Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev Toshin Ayin Erev Chanukah. We usually don't get an opportunity to speak on Chanukah. Most years it only comes out one Shabbos Chanukah. Usually that Shabbos I'm away, so we usually speak only about the Parsha. So we'll share an idea about Chanukah. The Chashmonaim were finally victorious. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that they entered into the Beis Hamikdash and they searched for some oil that was fit for lighting of the menorah, till they finally miraculously found the Pach Shemen, one jug of oil with the Kohen Gadol seal in it. It was good. That was a miracle in itself. One of the reasons why we light an extra day, commemorate that miracle, that they found it, that it was untampered with. Why was that so important? Why is it when they first came to the Beis Hamikdash, they wanted to reinaugurate the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, which there had been a lull in the Avodah, they hadn't been able to do it, they couldn't perform the Avodah. Why is it that that's what they had to do? Especially because they couldn't find any Shemin Tahar. They had enough for only one day, but they knew it was going to take anyway another 8 days until they send somebody out to crush new oil, get Shemin Zayah Zoch, that will be kosher for Menorah. So do something else. So instead of that, bring the Keteris and the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaPanimi, you can bring it to Keteris, offer the incense, which they did twice daily. So why couldn't they do that? Maybe they should go bake bread. Bake bread, they bake the showbreads. What's wrong with that? Why did they feel so compelled that that's what they wanted to do? They wanted to light the menorah. If one would walk into the Beis Hamikdash through the Azara into the Kodesh and then finally the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh going up a level in Kedusha and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Aron HaKodesh was kept. So in the Kodesh itself, in the sanctuary itself, we find there were three vessels. What were the three kelim? The Shulchan,
Menorah,
and a Mizbeach. Three for three. The Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach. How were they situated? The Mizbeach was in the center. Mizbeach HaZohav, this is Mizbeach covered in gold. There was a different Mizbeach, and the Azara was covered with Nechashis, with copper. The Mizbeach HaZohav was situated in the center. To the right was the Shulchan, where the Lechem Apanim would go, the showbreads, and to the left was the Menorah. What is the symbolism of that? The symbolism of a Mizbeach. A Mizbeach, the altar where we bring karbonis. What's the idea of that? What's the idea of a karbon? The idea of a karbon is, as the Ramban tells us in Parshas Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that when we bring an animal on the Mizbeach, certainly when we sin and we want to come back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hence the name Korban, Korav, to come back closer to Him, we really say that we have to show our sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if we really should be going on to the Mizbeach. It's as if we should be really giving up our lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate sacrifice is what is most important and most cherished by a person. A person has to be willing to give up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the 10th test of Avraham Avinu was, he sold his soul, such self-sacrifice there, that his most prized possession in life, his son Yitzchak, he's ready to give up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't sacrifice people, so we sacrifice animals in lieu of people. But it's, the idea, says Ramban, is we're really ready to give ourselves up and sacrifice ourselves entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of a Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach is in the center. It means the Mizbeach represents our subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His will. That's the Mizbeach. It means everything, the focus, the center is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have two other vessels on the side. We have the Shulchan. What do we put on the Shulchan? the lechem upon him. Lechem represents all of physicality in this world, all of gashmius in the world, all of parnos in this world. That's what lechem represents. And all of that we take, and we have to subjugate that also to the center. All of the gashmius. That's why the Torah itself says, you make a bracha when you eat lechem. You make a bracha when you're satisfied, when you're satiated with lechem. That's what the lechem represents. That's what the shulchan represents. Then you have on the other side, you have the menorah. What does the menorah represent?
Torah.
So you say that the menorah represents Torah. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Chof Heyam Abayis, tells us like this. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Haroitze Sheyachkim. Someone who wanted to become wise, you want to become a Chocham, Yadrim. Go to the south. V'sheyashir, you want to become wealthy, Yatzbin. Go to the north. V'simoneich, and the simon, the symbolism of this is, Shulchan is b'tzafayin, u'menayre is b'darim. When you enter in, the Mizbeach, that's the center. And the sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a God-centered world. The Shulchan, representing all Oysher, all wealth, all materialism, all physicality, that's in the Shulchan, that's in the Tzafayin. That has to be subjugated to the middle. And the Chochmah, doesn't say Chochmah of Torah necessarily, but all Chochmah is represented by the Menorah. Why is it not only Torah? Because we're in the Beis HaMikdash, is the Torah represented? Which one of the Kalim? Which one of the vessels had the Torah inside of it?
The Holy of Holies.
Ah. The Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron stored the Torah. It was through the Aron where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him all of the Torah. When he learned the Torah, even after the Mishkan, the Tabernacle was built, he got it through the Aron. So the Aron really represents Torah. So what does the Menorah represent? So here we have to understand like this. There are two hanhogos, two ways through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Klal Yisrael and interacts with Klal Yisrael and creates the relationship with Klal Yisrael and we with him. One is represented by the Torah Shebiksav, and one is represented by the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the written law and the oral law. What does it mean is represented? We have both. We have Torah Shebiksav, we have Torah Sheba'al Peh. But if you look at the difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, we find in Chazal there were many differences. What were the differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? Well, for one, we know that in the first Beis HaMikdash, there were daily nisim that occurred. Daily miracles. It means any person who walked into the Beis HaMikdash in the first temple would see all sorts of miracles happening. And he would see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world by seeing all these miracles. The first Beis HaMikdash, there was Nevuah, there was prophecy. When did prophecy cease to exist? After the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. At that point, it was all Hester Panim. That's why the Purim story, which occurs in between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, was already Hester Panim. There was concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esther Menater Minayim. There was already a period of Hester. Now it's all Hester Panim. But in the first Beis HaMikdash, that we could say was a Hanhoga of Torah Shebiksav, meaning that things were open miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed open miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave prophecy. And interestingly, in the first Beis HaMikdash, what vessel was found in the Beis HaMikdash, which wasn't in the second Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Yuma tells us, the Aron. The Aron was in the first base of Mikdash. The Aron represented the Torah Shebiksav, because the Luchos, the written law, were in the Aron. They were kept in the Aron. Luchos v'shivrei Luchos menachem ba'Aron. The Aron was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him the Torah, gave him the Nevuah. That's the first base of Mikdash. The second base of Mikdash did not have that. The second base did not have any more prophecy. It had no more nevuah. It had no more open miracles. It was devoid of the Arayin itself. It only had the other three vessels. This is understood by the last of the prophets, Malachi. It was the last of the 12 shorter prophets of Treyasser. The last Navi that we have in the last few, couple of psukim that Malachi writes, he says like this: Zichru Teiras Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivisi Oisa B'choyrei V'Kol Yisrael Chukim U'Mishpatim. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. And then he says, Hine Anoichi Sheleach Lachem Eseliyah Anavi Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGodol V'Anoira. What is the juxtaposition between these two messages of the Nevuah of Malachi? So says the Malbim, and more so the Smag in interpretation of this pasuk. Zichru Teres Moshe, says the Malbim, that the Navi is concluding his words here, because this is the Nevuah Achreina, Sha'acharav lo yinovei oid Navi v'choize ad eis keitz. There will be no more prophecy after this point until the coming of Mashiach, until the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi. So therefore Malachi is telling him, Idea Lam Shemeata, from now, Lo Yukavu Oid Lahasik Divra Dvar Hashem Benavua. Don't expect to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message through Nevuah, through prophecy. Rak Yizrukuru Teras Moshe Lasi Kalakosubah. Only you're gonna get it through Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah. Because Ad Lifneba Yema Godl Shas Toshvlachema Navua Shainis Aide Godla Navim Shu Aliyo Anovishis Kala Ois. Nevuah will only return with the coming of Mashiach, preceded by Eliyahu HaNavi. So don't look out for Nevuah anymore, says the Navi Malachi. This is the end of prophecy. This is the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. From here on in, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be through Nevuah. It won't be through open miracles. It won't be that a person will come into the Beis HaMikdash and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly and overtly. That won't be anymore. That's the message Malachi is saying. On the end of days, Eliyahu HaNavi will come once again and bring back Nevuah. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Baba Basri, the Beis Amid Aleph, says, "Miyom shecharav Beis Hamikdash." From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, nitla Nevuah min Anavim. Nevuah was taken away from Nevim, v'nitna lachachamim, and it was given to the chachamim of the generations. Says the Gemara, Adu Chacham Lav Navi Hu. A Chacham could be a Navi. It was taken away from the prophets and given to the Chachamim, to the Chachmei Yatayra. They also could be Naviim. Says the Gemara, Achi Kamar, this is what he meant. Afal Pi Shenitna Min HaNaviim Min HaChachamim Loi Nitna. Even though prophecy was taken away from the Naviim, yet prophecy was not taken away from the Chachamim. But prophecy was taken away. So a different form, the Ramban says here in Baba Basra, Ramban is Chedushim, says what it means is that the open, direct Nevuah to Nevi'im, as was displayed and enjoyed in the first Beis HaMikdash, that no longer existed anymore once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the Nevuah still was maintained through the Chachamim, through a different form of Nevuah, namely through Ruach HaKodesh, and forms of Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, that the message that will continue on, even into the second Beis HaMikdash, where there is no Aron HaKodesh, where there is no open miracles, where there is no prophecy directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his Nevi'im, it will be done through the Chachamim of each generation. It will be done through forms of Ruach HaKodesh, through forms of Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachamim, knowing things of the Chachamim, feeling things of the Chachamim, understanding things, having intuitions through the understanding of the Torah. And that will be our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the first Beis HaMikdash, the connection of every Jew would be just walk into the Beis HaMikdash. And there you had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see him openly. Now, with the reading of the second Beis Hamikdash, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be how? Will be only through not Nevuah, not the Torah Shebiksav that's represented as Nevuah and open miracles, but through the Torah Shebal Peh. Through the Chachamim of each generation, that's where we'll have our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we'll see the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we'll be able to experience the Nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be through the Chachamim, through the Chachma. The Chachma is represented in the Beis HaMikdash by the Menorah. That Chachma, which can be any Chachma, it can be even secular wisdom, it's Chachma, but it's the vehicle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then speak to us once the first Beis HaMikdash was no longer existed and we don't enjoy anymore that open Nevuah. We have it through the Chachamim Vishenereshim represented by the Menorah, and that Nevuah wasn't taken away. The Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but the Nevuah wasn't taken away, the Ruach HaKadosh wasn't taken away from the Chachamim of each generation. It's interesting that who saw the miracle of the Pach Shemen? Who saw the miracle that the oil that was to burn only for one day extended for 8 days? That wasn't the Jewish people as a whole. They didn't all come into the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to just come into the Beis HaMikdash, come into the Kodesh, in the sanctuary. So who actually only saw it? Only the Kehanim, at that time the Chashmonaim. Only the Kehanim experienced that Nes. It was the Kehanim who saw that Nes, the Kehanim who were privileged to see that Nes, and they're the ones who then gave it over to us. Who are the Kehanim? The Kehanim are not only the ones who performed the service in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kehanim always represented the Chachmei HaTorah. They were the ones who always represented those who are going to give over the transmission of Torah. That's why the Rambam says in the end of Shemitah and Yevil, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, doesn't have to be only a Kohen in terms of what a Kohen represents, not only from Shevet Levi. You don't have to be biologically a Levi to be in that line of transmission of Torah, to give over to Torah, to what's represented by the Menorah as Chochma. The Chochma of Torah can be done by anyone who's worthy and willing to transmit that Torah. The victory of the Chashmonaim to regain the Beis HaMikdash and stop living without the Beis HaMikdash, and stop living, as many Jews were, like the Goyim, like the Greeks, or some form of it, or some influence of it, that victory was not only that we cut down our enemies, but that victory was also against the Misyavnim, the Hellenists. Because there were many forms of Misyavnim, there were many forms of Jews who decided, you know what, in order to change things, and some of them did it to change it in order to keep the survival of the Jewish people, we have to sort of adapt new ways. And they said, you know what, we'll look at the Torah and we'll decide how to translate and how to understand the Torah in our own way. In other words, no more looking at the Chachamim and what has been the Messiah from Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai Umasar LeYeshua Yehuda LeZakenim Zakenim LeNeviim. And as Nevi'im Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, no more of that. We're going to have our own forms. And this was the time in history where new groups of Jews started surfacing. The Tzedukim, the Baisusim. This all happened prior to the Nes of the Melchama, the Nes of Chanukah. These are the forms of Misyavnim as well, but they decided, you know what, we're going to take this Torah Shabbat Peh. That's all we had previously, that's all we're going to take it, we'll leave it at that, and then we'll interpret it exactly how we want it to. We don't have to place emphasis on the Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't have to place emphasis on the oral tradition, how to explain the Torah Shabbat Ksav. We'll explain the Torah Shabbat Ksav how we see fit. What we see in our own mind, in our own Chachma, that's how we'll explain the Torah Shabbat Peh. The victory over the Yevanim was also a victory over these Misyavnim. It was also a victory over the groups who were not keeping authentic traditional Torah, who were not interested in keeping the oral tradition, the Torah Shebal Peh, with understanding that even though Nevuah ceased to exist, no more prophecy, but yet it was still going to be transmitted through the Chachamim of each generation. From the Chachamim wasn't taken away. They wanted to turn a blind eye to that. They said, "Yeah, we'll look at the Torah as we see fit." Therefore, the Chashmonaim, who were the Chachamim, the Kehanim, they said, "What is it that we have now gained back? What is it that this miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this open miracle of winning the war, what does this represent? This represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will still be maintained, my relationship will be maintained, my message will be given through the Chachamim of each Dar. And therefore, not the service that they're going to perform now is not the Shulchan, which represents Parnasa, physical needs in this world, which also have to be Meshubed and subjugated to the center, the Mizbeach. But they said, no, what we want to show here and display is the Menorah. The Menorah which represents the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Menorah which represents the Chochmah used properly to understand the Torah to give it over from generation to generation. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. They said, that's what we want to light. Therefore, they went out of their way to search the place over to find at least some oil that we can start. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you had the right idea. Because of that, I'll take that one jug and I'll make a nace out of it. You put in your efforts and understanding of what you want to accomplish over here by putting the Torah Shebaal Peh up on a pedestal, by showing Klal Yisrael what we won over. And therefore, that's what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll perform a nace. And the nace was then performed an additional 7 days from that one day. A total of 8. So here we'll bring some Maral in. Famously, everybody knows, Maral is one of those who brought this idea forth. The number 8 represents what?
Level above.
Lamayla mina teva. 7 always represents teva, which within the natural world, 7 days in the week. When a person, Layalenu, has some relative who dies, he sits Shiva, 7 days, because that's a natural phenomenon that we have to be accustomed and used to and expected in this world, that people die, we don't live forever. So it's Shiva. It's all within nature. Then there are things that are above nature. That's represented by the number 8. That's Lamaila min hateva. Bris Mila is one of those ideas which represent it, but not for now. That's why it's Dafka on day number 8. And that's why it's not coincidental that the miracle of Chanukah is represented by the number 8, says the Maharal. Because the miracle of Chanukah tells us another idea here. Many Misyavna, many of these groups who started to develop the transmission of Torah, or explaining, defining the Torah in their own ways, many of them were very altruistic. Many of them were well-meaning, and they said, you know, in order to have the survival of the Jewish people, in order for Klal Yisrael to survive when we're harassed by our enemies and when we want to be destroyed by our enemies, we have to change the way we've been learning the Torah. We have to change the way the Torah Shebiksav has been understood until now. And that's where he came with the Tzadukim and the Baisusim and the Misyavnim. And what the Chachamim, the Chashmonaim, who were great Tzaddikim, the Ramban tells us in Vayechi, with Tzaddikim and Chachamim, they understood that there's an additional message here, what they have to tell us over here. Not only that you have to only use the proper Messiah of the Chachamim, Midar Ladar, Yeshua to Moshe to Yeshua, Yeshua to Zakenim, Lenevim, and so on and so forth. But also it has to be understood, says the Maral, that our job is not to save the Jewish people, because the Jewish people will always survive. And that was represented by Chanukah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Klal Yisrael l'mayla min hateva. One has to be blind not to see the fact which so many goyim throughout history saw, that the fact that Jews survive, a tiny nation among 70 wolves, among every generation that wanted to destroy us. Don't we believe what we say in the Haggadah every year? That's not only in Chanukah 2,000 years ago. And it wasn't only 70 years ago in Germany. Every generation, they seek to destroy us. Starting from Lavan, the Baal HaGadah says. Starting from Lavan, it was Bikesh Lakaris HaKol. Lavan wanted to destroy the Jews then, with Yaakov and his family. And since then, every generation wants to destroy the Jews. And what is it? Vehi Sham Dalav Yisein Avalanu. It's the Vav, which they... The little pshat that they say, Vav is the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Hey is the Chamish Yechum Shei Teirah, Yud is the Aseres HaDibreis, Aleph is the Echad Farchadish Baruch Hu, but it's the Teirah that kept us alive. And it's the Chachamim of each generation that bring us this message, that say that the survival of the Jewish people is L'mayla min HaTeva. We don't have to be the ones to save Klal Yisrael. Individuals, we have to say. The Halacha demands we have to save individual Jews. But Klal Yisrael, to try to think of ways, and even in modern times, there are those who try to think of ways for the survival of the Jews, we have to be different. We have to be more like them. We have to not keep everything that has been in the tradition for all these years. And they're doing it, some of them are doing it, well-meaning, to try to keep the survival of the Jews, and therefore they pervert the Torah. And we say we don't have to pervert the Torah to ensure the survival of the Jewish people, because Chanukah represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us l'mayla min HaTeva. The fact that Jews still exist today on so many continents is only l'mayla min HaTeva, right? We have to be shown by outsiders that they're baffled by the fact that Jews still survive today. Then they should have been destroyed long ago. As the Roman Empire went off the face of the earth, the Greek Empire ceases to exist, but the Jews still exist, the nation still exists, after so many persecutions. This is represented also as a message of Chanukah. And it's the survival is dependent on one thing only, by the keeping to the Torah Shebaal Peh. That will sustain the Jewish people throughout. And this is why there's only one Yom Tov that we actually, one of the main commemorations that we do on the Yom Tov is something that they did in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Not on Pesach, not Shavuos, not Sukkot, not Purim. The only Yom Tov that we do something that they actually did in the Beis HaMikdash is Chanukah. And that's supposed to tell us, says this Vasemes, is that's because since Chanukah is a message that the survival of the Jewish people will always be maintained if we keep it through the Chachamim of each Dar, if we keep it through the Torah Shebaal Peh, then we are sure, we're certain, we're confident that this lighting is just a preparation for the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi. Says the Navi Malachi, Zichru Teres Meisha Avdi, because after the first space of Mingdash, there is no more Nevuah. There is no open miracles. You have to maintain only through the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which he transmitted down through the Messiah of Yeshua and the Zekanim and the Nevi'im. And if you maintain that until the day when Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and you maintain it through every year, we light the Chanukah, which is the same, representing the same menorah they live in the Beis HaMikdash, saying to us that there will be a day when Eliyahu HaNavi will come and Mashiach will build the third Beis HaMikdash. We, the Sfasema says, are preparing ourselves for that third Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah represents, that's the last of all the Yomim Tovim. It's the last, historically, of all the Yomim Tovim that we had, because that's the Yom Tov which carries us through until we prepare for the third Beis HaMikdash. This is the message of Chanukah. And I said that we could.